How to get around the all-meat market, challenges, and opportunities. Once hailed as the future of sustainable protein, the alternative meat industry has not had its most impressive year over the last 3 years. Grown fast under popular excitement, the sales figures have plunged successively over the last 3 years to put a question mark on the future of this industry. Sales, after reaching a high of $1.3 billion in 2020, had fallen to $1.1 billion in 2023, Circana, the market research firm formerly known as IRI, reports. That three-year slump has promoted a reevaluation of the market, its challenges, and the opportunities that remain. Understanding the decline in all meat sales. It was this improbable conjunction of health awareness in the COVID-19 pandemic, supply chain disruptions in traditional meat production, and the novelty about plant-based and lab-grown meats that accounted for the steep sales rise in 2020. But as the pandemic began to subside and life returned to normal, so did consumer behavior. Post-pandemic normalization. In all likelihood, the pandemic surge in all meat sales was inflated by temporary factors. Worries about traditional meat shortages and an increasing focus on health and wellness pushed many consumers to try meat alternatives for the first time. But when the supply chain settled down and eating habits went back to their pre-pandemic groove, the industry had a huge challenge in keeping that upward spiral going. People forced by necessity to try plant-based burgers and sausages could have returned to more traditional choices. Price and taste as key barriers. The most impending task for the alternative meat industry seems to be to convince people that plant-based items are not some flash-in-the-pan fad but a suitable, ongoing substitute for traditional meat. Taste and texture remain huge barriers. To many consumers, alt meat simply can't compete against the real thing. Price is another major factor. Although early adopters will be willing to pay a premium for plant-based alternatives, the wider market has one clear priority: price. Especially under current economic conditions. With grocery prices being hit by inflation, sensitivity to price differences between alternative and traditional meats has sharpened further. Bright spots in the alt-meat market. Despite this recent downturn, it is not all gloomy for the alternative meat sector. Though the sales figures have fallen off from the height reached in 2020, they remain higher than pre-pandemic levels. This indicates there is an engaged clientele out there for the products. It is this segment of consumers that will afford the alt-meat business an opportunity to get their feet back on solid ground and make plans for future growth. Loyal and frequent purchasers. While the households purchasing alt-meat may be fewer, they are 75% of category sales. These heavy users are the key to the long-term survival of the sector. For them, alternative meat products are not a gimmick but all part of their regular staple diet, influenced by factors such as sustainability, health, and ethics. By nurturing this loyal base of customers, brands will be in a better position to brave the current meltdown with the hope of a more resilient future. Product innovation and expansion. While the plant burgers and sausages have been the immediate successes of the alt-meat industry, innovation will provide the necessary momentum to this growing market. The brands have to expand into other product lines to reach more consumers with new formats that can replace traditional meat in various types of cuisines and recipes. Second-generation improvements in taste and texture will play a significant role in converting skeptical consumers who are less enthusiastic about the first generation of products. Opportunities to resuscitate the market. While challenges do exist before the alt-meat sector, the prospect for recovery and growth looks particularly promising. The following discusses some ways the sector can attempt to regain consumer interest and circumvent existing barriers. Marketing environmental and health benefits. Awareness of climate change and the environmental impact brought about by traditional methods of raising livestock continues to be a strong rationale for alternative meat products. For this reason, sustainability is one of the hot selling points that companies can easily use in their marketing campaigns. Similarly, touting the health benefits of plant-based proteins like lower levels of saturated fat, reduced cholesterol, and fewer processed ingredients can also be appealing to health-conscious consumers. Price competitiveness with traditional meat. Meanwhile, one of the best ways to widen the circle of alt-meat consumers is to make the price competitive. in a situation where inflation is tightening purse strings in consumers' pockets, offering relatively cheap plant-based alternatives to traditional meat products may just do the magic for the pool of consumers. Strategic partnerships and technology investments can help further bring down the cost of production and give access to mainstream consumers. The road ahead for the alt-meat industry. Alternative meat is at a crossroads today, and the next couple of years will tell which way the future course will take. The industry can only pick up again by devoting energy to consumer education, innovation in the product line, and cost barriers. The task is formidable, but prospects are still very wide-ranging, especially in view of the increasing prominence of environmental and ethical considerations in consumer choice. Changing consumer preferences. Consumer preferences are dynamic, and the wider population will increasingly know much better how to consider the consequences of their choices. Thus, consumer preference may be tilted toward plant-based and cultured meat products. Millennials and Generation Z were more likely to purchase in ways that reflected their values, particularly on issues of sustainability and animal welfare. With more purchasing power, these generations are a real opportunity for the alt-meat industry to build on such preferences and incentivize long-term changes in dietary habits. The role of strategic partnerships. Partnerships between producers of alternative meat and major food manufacturers or retailers will be important in widening market reach. With partnerships, the alt-meat companies can benefit from increased distribution, better pricing, and very importantly, gaining consumer trust. Strategic partnerships may also help in scaling up production, thus finding solutions to one of the key challenges in cost reduction and making these products mainstream. Conclusion: towards a new frontier in alt-meat. Although the 3-year decline in sales might have set back the hopes for alt-meat, it became an opportunity for growth and reinvention. The sector is still in its infancy, and any emerging market is expected to face some challenges. The ability to embrace innovation along the lines of taste, affordability, and sustainability will surely allow the alternative meat industry to bounce back and keep running. Recovery might be at hand, but this will require concerted efforts from investors, industry leaders, and consumers alike. The next stage of the alt-meat journey will be less about survival, but the scaling up to meet the demands of a changing world where sustainable and ethical food production is no longer a matter of preference, but a given reality. By addressing the above-identified critical issues, the industry will be able to overcome some of the major barriers that are standing in its path and realize the full potential of alternative meat as a mainstream solution for the future of food. That journey may be long and arduous, but the destination, a more sustainable, ethical, and health-conscious food system, is well worth the effort.